So rather than sending billions overseas to pay for clean energy technologies, we should invest these dollars here in America's workers, industries, and innovations. We have the innovation capabilities to lead the world in clean energy technology markets. And this administration is strongly committed to the development of carbon capture and storage technology as a key part of the clean energy economy.
So-called clean coal technology involves stripping coal emissions of carbon dioxide, a major greenhouse gas. The CO2 would likely then be stored in underground rock formations. Secretary Chu said President Obama wants to see this technology up and running in the next decade.
These projects represent an unprecedented investment in the development of clean coal technologies. This program supports President Obama's goal of a cost-effective deployment of carbon capture and storage within 10 years.
Types of research and development projects include developing large-scale carbon capture and storage methods and finding the right sites for storing the CO2. International corporation Siemens will receive money for the Florida project.
And there's one going to Siemens Energy for $32 million and some change. And this is for advanced hydrogen turbine development for industrial applications.
According to that company's website, such technology would use synthetic fuel made from coal, which it claims can be processed into a hydrogen fuel. The Department of Energy claims that the process creates concentrated carbon dioxide that makes it easier to store. Environmentalists are skeptical. Stephen Smith is director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy.
We think clean coal is an oxymoron. There are advanced coal technologies that have some advantages over existing coal technologies. And one of the things that is what the coal industry is attempting to do and the utilities are attempting to do is figure out a way to reduce the overall emissions. There are technologies that have been available for some time to reduce certain air pollutants, but the real challenging air pollutant is carbon dioxide.
Smith says the alliance supports the research, but hopes the industry won't be hasty in applying a potentially hazardous technology they know little about.
What we are opposed to is for utilities to build these coal plants, saying that some point in the future they're going to figure out a way to capture and store this carbon. We think they need to demonstrate the technology through the research before they start building additional plants.
Smith says there are major concerns about CO2 capture and storage.
Well, the biggest hazard is that it just simply doesn't work, that the carbon dioxide gas that is pumped underground isn't stored. It actually finds its way back out, which means that we've really accomplished nothing. It's just overall delayed the release of the carbon dioxide, but hasn't really tied it up and bound it underground.
He says another potential hazard of storing carbon underground is the possibility of the deadly gas seeping out of the ground and into residences.
The other big problem is that if it does leak, it could leak into situations where it could cause people to literally die, because if your house was sitting on top of one of these beds of carbon dioxide and all of a sudden it filled your home, it would remove the oxygen and you wouldn't be able to breathe.
James Markowski, Department of Energy's Assistant Secretary for Fossil Energy, said the key aspect in preventing that is finding the right geologic formations for carbon storage.
In our task force report, we basically addressed several ways to look at that kind of situation. And the most important one is to make sure you pick the right geological formation that has the propensity not to have the fissures and possibly have a leakage. So the key thing is to have the right geological formation, which we have what we call cap rock, at least two cap rocks between the surface and really where you're going to be injecting. And that certainly significantly minimizes that.
Steve Smith of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy said there's another big concern. That's the possibility that companies would try to store CO2 in the deep ocean.
And there is concern that if there's release into the ocean, carbon dioxide will cause the oceans to become more acidic, more acid, and that's a problem also. So there are a number of concerns, but the biggest thing is just making sure that if it is placed underground, that it will stay underground for a long time.